After more than 100 years of controversy, fox hunting in Britain looks like it's on its way out. Popular opinion overwhelmingly opposes it, and members of Parliament have backed a bill paving the way for criminalizing it. But NPR's Julie McCarthy reports anti-hunting forces aren't declaring victory yet.
Hunt protesters, some clad in face masks, gather across the English countryside like a secret sect. Latter-day Druids traipse through the rain-soaked fields with one mission: disrupt the hunt. They've come to chase the Chiddingford hunt in West Sussex this particular Saturday. Jane Wild is the firebrand of the group and a devoted wildlife protector. Hunters argue that they are controlling a countryside pest. But Wild says the need for culling foxes is overestimated, and that hunting with hounds is unnecessarily cruel. While her colleagues spread confusion with noise, she sprays perfume to throw the hounds off the scent of the fox. Police move in to videotape her, and she asks in mock surprise, "Has there been a murder?"
What are you busy filming then? Might be a murder of a fox in a minute. Hope you're doing that.
Heavy police presence is now a regular feature of hunting. As the days dwindle for the sport, hunters and anti-hunters increasingly clash. But nothing Jane Wild's done this morning looks like a crime. She pushes past a gate on the public footpath and schools an eager new recruit.
If they hadn't have been there, I would have tied that gate, because the foxes actually run through here, all right?
Yeah.
And it's the only way of literally saving that animal, is to literally tie a gate sometimes and to hold that the hunt up.
Yeah.
Right? So you're talking about life or death here.
Animal rights defenders sometimes save the fox by luring the hounds away from the hunt. Joe Harris cracks a whip and explains how she confounded the pack that morning.
And that stops the hounds. It's really effective. It just stops the hounds in their tracks, because they've been taught by the huntsman that when he does that, they have to stop what they're doing, basically. Yeah. So I managed effectively to keep half the pack away from the huntsman, which is wonderful.
Joe braves ravines, mud, and barbed wire fences twice a week to disrupt hunts. Her blonde hair is matted after hours in the rain.
For me, hunting, it symbolises attitudes of people which I don't like, and that is respect. Respect for people, respect for my wildlife, respect for the environment, and I see these people coming out and just abusing all that respect. I think that they take advantage of their positions of power, and it's just something I find really distasteful and unhealthy.
Jo and her fellow protesters use an old van to cover as much ground as possible. Careening down the road, the van crackles with walkie-talkies relaying coordinates of the hunt.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Can you repeat? Over.
If the thrill of the hunt lies in chasing the fox, the adrenaline rush here is in hunting the hunters. Armed with video cameras, hunt monitors fan out to capture a fox being ripped apart by hounds. The covert camera work angers huntsmen. Terry, who prefers to use only his first name, monitors a hunt taking photos and risk.
I've been involved in so many ambushes that one of the reasons I come out with groups now is because I feel safer in numbers. There's some hunts that you would not dare to go out on by yourself, because you'd have your legs broken.
There is militancy on both sides, and hunters and protesters alike have been charged with assault. But the chance for any confrontation this day was minimal. The hunt was one elusive step ahead of the protesters for most of the day. And the protesters were never out of sight of the police. Overweight officers slipped and slid in a muddy pursuit and filmed the demonstrators filming them. Conservationist Simon Wild has been monitoring hunts for 17 years and says despite this day's frustrations, he's not discouraged.
It's not necessarily that successful, but we're getting there. We're grinding this hunt down, and we're not going to go away.
Animal rights defenders say their direct action gives them a feeling of empowerment. At a time of increased frustration with politics and government, that is reason enough to keep coming out and hunting for the hunt. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, in the West Sussex countryside.